I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
Anyway, yeah, so tonight we're going to talk about the empty nest
syndrome.
Which I'm sure a lot of women our age are dealing with, right?
I would think so.
Because, you know, their kids are leaving the nest.
Yeah, I just know it's really big for me right now.
Yeah.
Well, they're here. Two are still here, but they're not here because they're never home because they work.
Well, and they're getting ready. I'm sure they're getting ready to fly the coop.
You would think so. But the middle one, who's 22, is planning to save up some money, which is going to take a while.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're not talking immediate.
Yeah. But you could get yourself prepared for that.
Yeah, I can. And, well, because of the fact that they work so much, and when they're home, they're in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
And
it feels like an
empty nest. Right. Yeah. So it's, we're by ourselves all the time, a lot anyway. My husband and I are both looking at each other. No, it's my husband going, well, what you want to do, baby? Isn't it, should we go get some ice cream? I'm like, no, this is stuff that we're trying not to eat. Our doctors are just telling us not to eat this stuff. And all he wants to do is go to Wendy's and get a Frosty.
Get stuff to eat. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, there's not really much to do
exactly.
In this area besides eating. There's a lot of restaurants, but not a lot of stuff to do. So what are you going
to
do?
It's true. And he'll say to me, hey, can we have a date night? What are we going to do?
Go eat? Yeah, that's all you can do.
But we don't want to do that.
Right. Well, maybe, you know, the weather gets nicer. You can do like mini golf or I don't know. There's not a lot to do around here.
Yeah, we've done the golf thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I'm a whiffer.
I like mini golf.
No, mini golf. I'm talking golf.
Oh, no. Not golf.
Yeah.
No.
No, I can hit a ball in mini golf. I don't whiff that ball. Try to get out in a golf course. I'm not really good at it. But anyway.
I did pull up an article because you know I'm all about articles.
I do.
Me and my articles. This is by Calm, and that's the app. The Calm app that like plays different sounds and helps you go to sleep.
Yeah.
I think Mary uses that.
I actually had it downloaded too.
Yeah.
And I think we used it when we went to the beach.
Yeah. So this is a definition. What is empty nest syndrome? So empty nest syndrome is not a clinical diagnosis. Now I thought it was, but it's not. It's just an emotional phase where parents experience grief and loneliness as their last child leaves home. It marks an end to the traditional role of parenting, and it can leave a lot of people struggling with loss of purpose and identity because they have such strong identity and, well, I'm a mom, right? I'm a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now their kids are gone. Now, who are they? So here's the symptoms. A sense of redundancy. You might feel like your day-to-day purpose has shifted. No more school runs, mountains of laundry to fold. You could feel a little bit obsolete.
Okay.
You feel that way?
Not necessarily right now.
Okay.
And we'll talk more. We'll go through these symptoms. All right.
We'll elaborate. What the hell is that? Elaborate on them, maybe.
Yes, okay. We'll go through these symptoms, and then I can chime in.
All right.
Give my
2 cents?
Yes.
10 cents?
Yeah.
So the next one is persistent sadness and depression. The house can feel too quiet. You might miss the noise and chaos.
I could see that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Worry and anxiety. It's natural to worry about your child's well-being if they keep you up at night. And you feel anxious, this could be a sign of empty nest syndrome. Because they're not around, you don't know what they're doing, you don't know how they are, they don't get in touch with you as often, you don't know what they're going through.
Yes.
That could cause a lot of worry and anxiety.
I have a mixture of that, and you probably do too. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Restlessness. You might find yourself pacing around the house or jumping from one unfinished activity to another. This restlessness is a common reaction to a sudden quiet and extra time on your hands.
Okay.
So those are the symptoms.
Oh, that's it?
That's it for the symptoms.
So do you have any of those? I mean, because you still have one at home.
Yeah, and one James out. Is at home. He's always in his room, but he does come out and talk a lot. But Jonathan is out of the home, and of course, I worry about him a lot because he's not the best at communicating. He's not the best at... Even when I communicate with him, it'll take him a while to get back to me.
And do you always have to reach out to him first?
No, not always. I do, though, a lot. I reach out to him a lot more than he reaches out to me. Put it that way.
We're similar because we have all boys.
Yeah.
I'm sure females are so much different. Daughters.
I know daughters are different.
Right. Are going to keep in touch with mom and so forth.
Yeah.
Boys are 100% different.
And that's our job, is to teach our children so that they become independent citizens. But then we kind of like screw ourselves because now we're like, you don't need me anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I did my job and I'm glad that you don't need me, but I want you to need me because I need you to need me. Yeah. So, you know, that's one byproduct of us doing a successful job that kind of turns around and kicks you in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, that is true.
Oh, man. Sucks. Anyway, so this is how to prepare for emptiness syndrome. How can you prepare for it? Focus on self-care. Treating yourself like you did your kids. Sign up for a yoga class. Pick up a guitar or the drums like you have done. Okay? Or rediscover old passions. Think back to the time before you had kids. What did you like to do? Maybe get back into painting, writing, or whatever hobby you used to have. There you go. Build a support network. Just because your kids aren't around as much doesn't mean you have to be alone. Lean on friends, join new groups, chat with other parents going through the same thing. There you go. Plan for the future. With more free time on the horizon, why not think about what's next? This could be a perfect opportunity to take up new studies, volunteer, or even change careers.
So I don't think I have a problem with hobbies or things that I want to do.
Like keeping yourself busy. You don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't think
so. No. So these are the four possible phases. One is denial about your job moving out. In the beginning, you might not want to believe it. Try to acknowledge and accept your emotions without judgment. It's okay to feel that way. The next is anger and sadness about your life changing. You might begin to feel feelings of anger and sadness. Give yourself permission to grieve.
So you go through a whole mourning process.
Yeah, it's like a whole mourning acceptance. Yeah, it's like denial, anger, acceptance, and then finally, you know, just accepting it and a new perspective. So that's exactly... Those stages of grief are exactly the same thing.
I mean, I know that's the goal, and we all want what's best for our kids. We want them to be successful, which that means moving on.
Yeah.
To your own space.
And not communicating or needing you as much.
Right.
Yeah.
It just probably sucks.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, you bitch about it when they're around and wanting all this stuff from you. Like, I'm always talking to either the cat or the dog or somebody, you're saying, okay, now you want a piece of me too? Everybody wants a piece of me.
Right.
I have no time for myself.
Right.
But lately I've been saying, making the comments, I know I'm going to miss it one day. I'm trying to embrace it.
Yeah.
But I have to start letting go a little bit because I'm just... too preoccupied. I leave for my job at 8 a.m. and I get home 5:30, 6 o'clock. I've been meal prepping on an average of 5 meals a day, 2 for 2 of the boys because they work long days and 1 for my husband. And I just can't. I don't have no time for myself. In the last 2 days, they had no meals and I feel really bad. Really bad because I had no food for them in the fridge when I went to work.
Yeah.
So guess what I'm doing tonight?
Meal prepping.
They're going to have meals tomorrow.
Right. Not because they make you feel bad. You feel bad yourself.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And they're 20, 22, and 50. And
right.
You know, it's nice to feel needed, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm saying that wrong. Well, anybody who's listening probably knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You try to let go, but you just can't.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest reason is because if I don't provide meals for them, I know they're eating out. Have you seen the price to eat out for lunch?
Yeah. Well, and the fact that, like, fast food is just literal garbage.
Oh, it's shit. So, I mean, they don't need to be eating that every day.
Yeah.
And I'd rather prepare something for them here. But if you want them to save money so they can move it on their own, I don't want them spending $300 right. a month on meals.
On trash food. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But at your expense. At your expense.
Unfortunately, yes. It's really
financially hitting my husband and I.
Yeah, financially.
With your time.
Yes.
To do all that.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
But I feel like because we're not sitting down as a family every night, though, too, that's part of the reason why I feel like I'm giving something.
Yeah.
Even though they are adults. I don't have a husband and two boys. I have three men in my house.
Right. They're grown men.
Yes.
Yeah. But even, yeah. like, when my kids were little, like, when I worked two jobs, I always made sure that we had dinner. Like, that was just something I wouldn't compromise on.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was 8 o'clock at night when I got home, we were having dinner. I just always wanted to do that.
But that's a good mom. That's being a good mom. Yeah.
But that was my guilt because I didn't always have that growing up. I didn't always have food. It was like, no, when I have kids, they will have dinner every night. You know, I don't care if I stay up till 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to make food. And we're going to have dinner.
So you see a reason behind it and why you would do that, though, too.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
So here's some things on how to deal with it. Okay. Ready? I think we already kind of talked about that, but set new personal goals. Set goals for yourself. Stay connected with your kids. Calls, texts, video chats, whatever, if they let you.
Yeah, not you.
Let me video text Jonathan. He'd be like, what the F do you want? You know, and I'd be like, leave me alone. I'm playing Yu-Gi-Oh! With my friend. Reconnect with your partner or connect with friends, which I think we do that. Travel, we do that. Get out of the house, explore new things. This podcast is a new thing.
Yeah.
You have to remember, like, this is new too.
Right?
This is like a new hobby that does take up time.
Yeah, trying to find time for that too is just like anything else.
See? Getting involved in new activities, that's this. Focus on the positives. Seek support if you need to.
No. I really think I'm going to be okay. In my own situation. And you've been living in it.
Yeah. And for a few years now. Well, 3 years since Jonathan moved out.
Yeah. And James is going to be with you.
Yeah.
Probably permanently, right?
Yeah. So. Probably forever. Not okay with that, too.
Yeah. And Brandon, my youngest, who's 20, has always said that he was going to stay close to home. But now that he's applying for the state police...
He might not be.
He might not be.
Yeah.
But he has really just grown into his own self. Not what I expected. I mean, he's just very successful right now at his
age. He's very self-driven. Like, he has his own drive, and he just goes for it. It's rare. You don't see that all very often.
Now, I made a comment because his birthday was just Sunday.
Yeah.
And I made a comment that he was 20 going on 40. Yeah. And I don't think I understood how to take that. I think he didn't realize it was a compliment, really.
Right.
And I was trying to explain it to him, but he just kind of gave me that dumbfounded look. But it's odd to see a 20-year-old that is in that headspace that he is.
Yeah.
Just knows what he wants. I mean, he has a good job right now, you know, and then has his own computer business online and stuff. So it's just really weird. you know, I don't know. But I'm proud of all three of my boys.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they're all successful in their own way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jonathan's working and taking care of himself. And
yeah. And James was working up until, and I'm actually very proud of him for leaving that job, because he was just not treated well. And he was like, for my own mental health, which has been a struggle for him, I can't be here anymore. So then, because he's just the kind of kid that would take it and 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 take it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Never say anything. But he really stood up for himself, and I'm so proud of him, because that was hard to do. He is not confrontational at all. Like, not at all. So for him to just be like, I can't do this anymore, and leave, huge, huge breakthrough for him.
Yeah. Considering what the outcome could have been if he hadn't left.
Right.
And how that would have taken a toll on him.
Yeah.
On him mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good that he did.
Yeah. So now he's just kind of figuring out what he wants to do. I don't think he wants to go back to food service. Mm. So.
Well, it's nice that he can take the time and figure it out. We are doing things like we're going to go for a weekend.
We do have a list of activities that we would like to do. We just need to actually do them.
Oh, you mean karaoke?
Karaoke. Karate.
Karate.
We need to go learn karate, apparently.
Oh, is that what it's
called? No, but we need, like, I want to go to that hatchet throwing place. There's one in Muncie now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Or
there's all those classes in Williamsport, like the Chunky Blanket. And they teach all kinds of stuff. And we can go to that break room where we get to smash things.
Oh, that would be fun, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of... If you just look, you'd be surprised at what there really is to do. You just have to really dig
and
find things to do.
Now, hopefully everybody has a couple gal pals or somebody that they have in your life to do those things with, though, too. Because I can't imagine if you felt like you just didn't have anybody to do anything with and you were just home with your spouse. Nothing wrong with my spouse. I love Troy, but I don't want to be sitting across from him staring at him every night of the week.
Right, and have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
And he's retiring the end of the year officially, but he will effectively be done at his job in August. And two nights ago, when he's going, come on, baby, what are we going to do? Like at 6:30, after I just woke up from an hour and a half nap.
Right. After you have worked all day and came home and cooked.
This was Sunday.
Yeah.
This is because my oldest son was here, of course, and my grandson, who's 9, who I love so much. And he's adorable. But when he leaves, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And so I took a little bit of nap. But Troy's going, what are we going to do, baby? Come on, let's go for a walk. I'm like, no, I am not going for a walk right now. What are we going to do when he retires?
Right.
Because I'm still working.
Yeah.
And I come home at the end of the day because my job, I talk with people all day. When I come home at night, I don't want to talk.
Right. It is. You get burnout.
Yes. He's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah.
It's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah.
This garage has to get built. That he's having done this 3-car garage with a lift in it.
Has something to just occupy his time.
Yes. You'll be putting me in a rubber room.
You can always come over and get in my pool with me this summer.
If you're going to put it up.
Oh, it's up.
Is it up?
I just got to clean it. Maybe we'll take it down and get a hot tub, and then we can use that all year round.
I've considered a hot tub too, but I'm just afraid the novelty will wear off.
I don't know. I like water. And if it's really hot in there and it's cold outside, that would be cool. You just have to like run. Run out to the hot tub, get in real quick, run back into the house.
No, I'll have to invest in a floaty though, or something that I can have. And your pool is big enough that we could each have our own floats big enough and just lay there and
listen to another podcast, not ours.
Yes.
Or we could listen to our own. I don't know. We could
critique ourselves.
Oh,
we're just
be like, well, that sounded really stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to be told that. I think that every time I...
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think I have heard you haven't made it until you get a bad review. So I'm waiting. Could somebody please give us a bad review so I feel better about myself?
Is it really?
I've heard that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then... Like the one Crime Junkie podcast I listened to, they were reading on Instagram. So they're like, they pulled off all the bad reviews and they were reading them. And it was just cracking up. I'm like, dang, I want somebody to troll us and give us bad reviews.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, wow.
Then we know we've made it.
All right. Well, we'll work on that. So anybody wants to give their 2 cents.
Give us a bad review. Please give me a bad review. Yeah.
Maybe everybody's just been so kind because they know we're in the beginning stages and we're still learning all the...
So new to this.
Learning the technology and recording. And I do think some have sounded okay. Some have sounded really shitty. But we're a work in progress.
Yeah, everybody's been given us a lot of grace.
Yeah. So that's good. So anybody who wants to give a review or some feedback, please, we've indicated, just go to our website. You can clearly do it there.
Yeah,
very easily,
obviously, because we get spam, like 100 spam messages a day.
I think it's just people just trying to hack into the system or something. I don't know why. Yeah, I have a ton I gotta go pick off of there.
Or they could go on the Facebook page and do that too.
Oh yeah, they could.
Instagram.
But if you go to our website and you want to provide feedback of any kind, it comes to us directly. It's not publicly put out there. So if there's something that you just don't want to make public, such as on Facebook. It comes
privately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sending it to us privately.
We'll have a lot to talk about because I'm leaving for Florida on Friday. So
that's right. You're going to go on Party Hardy in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't know about Party Hardy, but I'm going to eat a lot of food and lay on the beach and hang out with my sister. And I haven't been on a plane in quite a while.
Honestly, though, whenever you see shit on the news about somebody like having a rant and picking a fight on a plane, how many flights are going out a day?
So many.
Yeah.
Like, so. Hundreds of thousands.
Exactly.
Man, that would be fun.
To pick a fight on a plane?
Yeah, I want to watch it. I don't want to be part of it. Like, I don't want somebody to deck me, but I want to be able to watch a fight. I'd be sitting there like, yeah.
With your phone recording.
You're recording. Can I get some popcorn? I want to watch this. This is going to be cool.
Yeah. First, I thought you meant you wanted to be the fist slinger. I'm thinking,
No, I don't want to fight. I don't want to hit anybody. I don't want anybody to hit me. But I want to watch people being...
That's so funny because you don't even have a mean bone in your body. You must keep all that internal.
I would be cracking up. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is comical. And then I'd be with my phone.
Yes, you would have your phone. You would be recording.
Yes,
you're one of those.
I'd be one of those.
Well, I hope you have a safe trip. And yes, we will talk about that after you get back.
All righty.
And make sure you people watch. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. That is the best.
I love people watching.
Especially on the beach. You see all kinds of stuff. It's great.
See anything that's mind-blowing, make sure you take a snapshot. Just don't get your face in it. I always feel bad about that when people take pictures and post stuff or show things. Yeah,
because it's like they don't know that you're doing that.
Yeah, and if you're really picking out and making fun of them,
that's
horrible.
I'm sure people have done that to me.
Same.
Like, look at this crazy chick over here. Look at her. Oh, yeah. That's okay. They can do that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Till next time.
Till next time.
For more information about us and future releases of our podcasts, please visit www.phuckitwere50.com.